I called September 13, 2022, ready to board the meeting of the Board of District Order. Please call the roll on the side.
Fisher Born?
Yes.
Fisher Kobe, I don't know if you can say that.
Here.
Fisher Bank?
Here.
President Brooks?
Here. I entertain a motion to approve Michael Kobe to attend the meeting via Zoom.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Fisher Born?
Yes.
Fisher Bank?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. On to consent agenda items, A through Z are routine. Does any commissioner want any item pulled on the consent agenda items? Okay, I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
So moved.
Second. Roll call vote, please.
Fisher Born?
Yes.
Fisher Kobe?
Yes.
Fisher Bank?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. It is our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Is there anyone who would like to make a verbal comment? If so, please limit comments to 3 minutes per person.
No one did?
All right, very good. Now to action items.
Oh, Lisa?
Yeah.
The red folder on top? You can read that version.
Okay, should I read this entire out loud?
Yes.
Read this?
This
whole thing out loud?
Yes.
Okay. So, Bill Eldridge's retirement commemorative resolution number 942, whereas Bill Eldridge, was employed by the Rental Practice District as a staff member on the Parks and Facilities team beginning April 19, 1988. And retired on July 29, 2022, whereas in realization of his consistent commitment to time, energy, and expertise in betterment services and facilities of the district, and whereas Bill has been a vital part of the Parks and Facilities team, which he has over the years, providing selfless leadership, exceptional patience, mentorship, and terrible commitment to exceedingly hard work, and whereas his service, passion, and skills started as facility making staff and working up to facility supervisor, has been an asset to the Glenville Park District and whereas Bill served the Park District during a period of significant challenges and rapid change, including leading the team from the front line in providing essential services during the COVID-19 pandemic, and whereas Bill has served the Glenville Park District in a loyal and faithful manner for 34 years, during which the residents of Glenville have benefited from his dedication and professionalism, his knowledge and expertise in development and regular maintenance of amenities and improvements in various facilities, the development and expansion of Walk Center and Civic Center to community hubs for residents to enjoy the natural beauty of the West Coast Lakeshore, the Ada and Paul Sacker Beach House, Pearl and Logan Beach, and other contributions to numerous notes. Now, therefore, with resolve, and the Park District Board of Commissioners representing all the residents of the Park District, recognize the meritorious service of Bill Eldridge and record it in the permanent records of the Glenville Park District for all to see. This resolution shall be in full force and in effect immediately upon its passage, adopted this 13th day of September 2022. I entertain a motion to approve resolution number 942 as presented.
So
second. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd just like to say a few things, even though Bill isn't here, as I say, it was actually in August, but we didn't have meetings, so we couldn't do it then. He had so much institutional, or still does, institutional knowledge. He has really been the best. He's the one that makes those beautiful sunrise to the beach, which we hope he continues to do and send them to Aaron. He's going to be gone. He's going to remain a friend of the Park District, and he's been a great asset in the transition with Matt and just all his knowledge and all his hard work and smiling face still be absolutely missed by the district. So, you know, he didn't want to come, he kind of didn't want a party, he just wanted to go out recently. We'll make sure he gets his plaque, but I just wanted to make sure this was in our public records and recognized for his outstanding research achievements. So I don't know if anybody else would like to say anything.
This is a great person to work with.
Yeah.
Always on the health of the slaves, and he was the first person here, and he would always just make sure to jump that time.
Yeah.
I really appreciated that.
First person here, and first one called, if yeah. something happened, he'd be here at 4:30 in the morning, at 3:30 in the morning, alarm went off, he'd be there, so. He did one time. We didn't have a sale. It was so strong, he opened the doors. I stayed with the kids until she was up there.
And he's not
able to. Yeah, he loved it. Amazing individual one day. Somebody great with him. So you will be.
Oh, and I hope he enjoys the reunion.
I hope so too. Well deserved. He golfs a lot.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes, yes. Thank you. I'm glad you did this. Okay, so any further discussion? Then roll call vote, please.
Mr. Bourne?
Yes.
Mr. Fogle?
Yes.
Mr. Spain?
Yes.
President Burke?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay. Staff, would you please report on community meeting comments?
Right, so we did do a meeting yesterday, and I turned over Kyle, because Kyle ran the meeting for us, and we did an application at West Park in great weather. So, Kyle, can you just go? I put all of your places, the comments, you can have those records. Michael, I sent them to you, so we'll put it in the bucket on our official records. But Kyle, you want to just give a very brief summary for the for minutes?
Absolutely. We was on that site at West Park at 6 p.m., had a very good turnout. 14 people attended, 11 adults and 2 children. It was generally very positive feedback about the addition of the game tables, basketball court, and shuffle board to that picnic games area. A couple of concerns about pickleball noise, and we know there's options to address pickleball noise. Some concerns about lights, which are not in the project scope, and make sure everyone understood that part of the master plan or the outlet scope. And then, as Lisa indicated, there's more detailed summary breakdown of people who chose to leave comment card and the memo.
I have to say, you know, we gave about 2 weeks notice for the meeting, best turnout ever. I think one of the pluses that we can do it is do it on location. Mm-hmm. I think that was really the key. So having that was probably the best turnout we've had a long time for our public meetings. So we felt really confident in the feedback we got back. As with every meeting, people come with all sorts of things that have nothing to do with Park District. So anything that works to do with the village, we are going to set those dots down so they know about shop signs and parking and stuff like that. So, but we felt very good with that. So we believe we are ready to go ahead and apply to the online grant and which, with the board approval sign.
Good. Thank you for that, for having that meeting. And if there's nothing else.
I think I just have a couple comments.
Yeah.
It's not unusual to hear concerns about pickleball. Are we planning to put up, I don't know, any sort of screen during the night that related to noise or?
Yeah, we will. This has a, so you have our tennis courts at the line to pickleball there right now. So, but there's, I think there's like 4 courts. So I think you're getting that noise from a lot of, there's a lot of courts there. So this one will be done too. But we will put natural vegetation. Mm-hmm. We'll try that first because that's our preferred method. Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't work, then we'll go off to screening, which there's some noise blocking screening that is very successful. So the house is at this particular location quite a bit away from the court. So I think with those
and really critical to what they're hearing now is an active group of 4 courts,
yeah,
and maybe 2 courts half the amount of activity.
Exactly.
For a lot of reasons, half the courts, but half the number of people who want any 2 courts.
Right.
But, you know, I think that's significant. But,
okay, here we go.
Anything else from anyone about this? Go ahead, Michael, anything from you?
No, I said no, I wanted to briefly went through the documents that were sent over. Sounds like there's good input and of course some area of other issues.
Yeah. Okay.
Reminds me of the parking, not the parking, the entry section discussion.
Yes.
I entertain a motion to adopt the resolution of authorization for the State of Illinois Department of Natural Resources, IDNR, Open Space and Energy Development, OSOEDR, grant application for West Park Renovation Project and authorize Executive Director Shepherd to sign the agreement as presented.
So moved.
Second. Any further discussion? And roll call vote, please.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Bodie?
Yes.
Mr. Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve conduct ordinance number 700, section 2.06G, as presented.
So moved.
Okay.
Can anyone second that motion?
I do second it. I don't remember what it is.
Okay, I'll just give a brief update on something new. So this year, for the first time in my 10 years, we've had boats anchoring off the beach in the water. It's in our ordinance now that they can't come off on the beach, right on the beach, but there's nothing in the ordinance that prevents us from anchoring. After contacting Coast Guard, we found that it is in our jurisdiction to do an ordinance for bad people up to 300 feet to a control, 300 feet in their property to prevent them from anchoring. We want that we think it's a danger for people to bring their boats, whether it be jet skis, sailboats, power boats, whatever, up to in the swimming area in our water where we watch our boats. So we had one, and then also we had a second one. So we just wanted to make this an ordinance. We are allowed to do this, check with our lawyers. We have to enforce it, which we feel more bold than we can do. So that's what this is for.
Who do you call?
Like,
can we
finally call the Coast Guard? We would actually send our boat out and tell them about the ordinance. So we, when Bobby started, we talked to
them. So the Coast Guard can only enforce federal laws. They can't do local. So it would be the Village of Public Safety would be the one to enforce this.
Who enforces all the ordinances? So they can have the park and it's under the law. So a lot of times, like just recently, when I talked to voters and said, you know, you can't hear work that day. We need to pass ordinance next week, and there's too much come to shame. I mean, yeah, so.
Yeah. And Lisa, is there any exception for, you know, there's a, I know an exception like the data, but should we have an exception for an emergency? If there's a vote that's not an emergency, they can't come up to our.
Well, you have to be really careful of that because then what anybody can say that, oh, I ran out of gas, I did whatever. So I think we take those on a pretty quick. I would recommend passing this ordinance to say no and then use our best discretion if someone should have an emergency. I don't think it's needed to be in the ordinance, but we should use our best judgment.
There's a lot of tow services out there that, you know, yeah. Somebody does, they can call those people like AAA to help them get back to the harbor. We just want to avoid that we become the destination to for all the people who get stranded or just have to pick people up.
And even more, 300 feet out, of all those services that they don't have time to return for.
You know, it's interesting, there's a close to them a lot south of us, not at the Winnetka Power Road Beach, but between us and that there's a long strip of sand there that is not part of the public beach and is houses there.
It's privately owned beaches.
Privately owned beach, but you know you can walk along the shore.
Yes,
so
yeah.
What they do is they'll do that and then they'll walk along the shore. And so I don't know if they're cracking down on that kind of that's what kind of, you know, scoping because it is I've never in my life seen those boats on the Glenville Beach ever.
No, just started.
Yeah.
One is beach path of site to do it again. And the other one is so
yeah.
And those are the ones to consider using the same ordinance in front of the waterline too.
So. Oh right. And this is floating in this
we are property.
Yeah.
I won't go to the room no
yeah. Yeah, we have so many people on so many new users also with waterborne equipment. That, you know, maybe aren't inside the buoys or whatever.
Okay.
So it will be a really
be bad really, should be really
big. But it happens to
yeah.
Okay, very good. So then if there's a further discussion, we'll call both please.
Mr. Morton?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Well, that's it. We haven't looked at our whole ordinance, so I'm just adding something. I didn't write it, this is something that's in the. So all I am in G. So employee being in our competition right in. I'm just adding G, but we can make those in the school ordinance.
Very good. Roll call vote, please.
Bishop Worms?
Yes.
Bishop Bogey?
Yes.
Bishop Stain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the 3-year pricing provided by Nels Johnson Savitri based on the following hourly labor rates: 2022 at $85 per hour, 2023 at $85 per hour, 2024 at $90 per hour, and emergency at $98.50 per hour as presented. Okay. Discussion.
They don't like all the $5 here. I can go back and look at the previous bid from 2017 and see how they typically do it, but I believe it was the same rate for the first 2 years and then the $5 increment on the third year.
Yeah, so we did every 3 years, so this is normal for us all that much. This is a provider we've had for a long time, instead of the other. Thank you. collection of that. So,
no problem. We know how to go about that, Michael, so I think that's worth mentioning again. Very good. So, anything further? All right, then. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Warren?
Yes.
Mr. Covey?
Probably yes.
Commissioner Bay?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve cancellation of the October 4th regular board meeting as presented.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Anyone else can feel that? Okay. Okay. Very good. So, roll call vote, please.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Mr. Covey?
Yes.
Mr. Bay?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. For the biannual review of closed session minutes, I entertain a motion to approve and release in confidentiality executive session minutes, including April 19, 2022, and approve and keep confidential executive session minutes, including April 5, 2022, and June 21, 2022, as mandated by 5 ILCS 120-2C21, as presented.
So
Mr. Cole, you went on the stage. Which one was your captain's button?
Which ones were releasing?
So this is just the April 19th. One we're releasing, so the second one here in the file. And we're keeping confidential and approving the first one and the third one. That's the 21st.
Okay.
Very good. Any discussion? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Mr. Covey?
Abstain.
Mr. Spain?
Yeah.
And President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. Let's see here. 6 months of the fiscal year is completed. John will now provide a synopsis of the reports.
Thank you, President Brooks. Good evening, everyone. So we have July and August activity in the packet this evening. I will focus primarily on August. If you do have any questions,
a little bit longer.
I'll focus primarily on August. If you have any questions on July, please feel free to ask those. So if we look at the results at the end of August as of 8/31. We see the rec department, again, looking very strong this year. We do see that revenues went up significantly during the month of August, and that's primarily for registration that occurred at the beginning of the month. And those expenses are going to catch up with that revenue that we took in, so the margin there looks a little better than it actually is. So those expenses will catch up as that program takes place. Children's Circle Department, actually, if you factor out the grant revenue that was received in fiscal 21, it's pretty much identical to where we were in the prior year. The 2021 number does include that one-time grant of $86,000 in fiscal in the prior year for additional revenues that followed in fiscal 21. Fitness department continues to look strong, $5,300 excess of revenue over expenditure there. With each and voting, we have a pretty good idea now on where we're going to end in terms of revenue at least. And as we discussed in previous meetings, the revenue budgets were somewhat aggressive and really kind of based off of how well we did last year with COVID. And I know staff really tried to take a look at the rolling 3 years too. So while we did come up a little short of the budgeted revenues, we're about 90%, we're still well above for true apples. Apples comparison, we really look at 2019, where we were at $110,000 excess revenue over expenditures, and there we're sitting at $211,000 for the beach specifically. So we'll see those numbers shift away for the remaining 6 months before allocating general management salaries for the remainder of our fiscal year. Watts, not a lot to see to, pretty consistent with prior year, and obviously that activity will ramp up more months here. G&A, we still continue that to see that lower than it was in the prior year, and the health insurance is being directly allocated to the individual departments. Parks department had decreased there in expenditure, but primarily salary driven due to some retirement and transitions in some of the positions within the Parks Department. As we look at the Ryan Hammond take department, so we do see a pretty big fluctuation from the prior year, and that's mainly due to a $400,000 transfer that we made in July from the recreation fund into the Fund 69, which is our master plan and annual project fund. Back when we had that transfer, we're pretty consistent in terms of excess or efficiency of revenue over expenses. There is an uptick of expenses within the fund of about $145,000 that are luckily being offset by funds in our PPRT revenue. And also, finally, we're seeing some meaningful interest income coming in. The TAGA fund has about $25,000 in interest income. So, very nice to see that meaningful interest income coming in. And then, new for this fund, I added the corporate admin department. Really, all of them, there's the property tax revenue that goes into the corporate fund, and those expenditures are really just transfers. So, in those numbers, you'll see the $1.3 million represents our property tax revenue year to date. And so, I really just wanted to kind of show, as we know, the property taxes are going to need away. So, just so you can have a point of comparison as we get into the next couple of months, as well as the last year with property taxes. Kind of what that lands doing to us. In terms of the expenses there, the current year, as you recall, we committed $150,000 to Fund 69 out of the corporate fund. So again, that transfer was also made in July. The remaining expense there is Fund 65 after the actual transfer that takes place throughout the year. We just kind of straight line that number on a monthly basis. That kind of covers it for the August financial activity. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to address them.
Michael, anything?
I have nothing. It looks good. I like the footnote rule B, which helps in your explanations of things that help understand why it looks so different from 2019 for the RAM and re-examining things. So, this appreciate it. Looks good.
Yeah,
that is. I thought it was very, very funny how you said that his department was strong as well.
Very funny.
No, you didn't. Thank you for that. Anything else? Okay. So, thank you, John. Then we come to the executive director report. Lisa Shepherd will review items of the report.
Great. I'm just going to highlight some things in the report because I know how you all have read it. The staff is starting the budget process. Currently, October will have a very in-depth discussion on the levy that John is already preparing and already met with Commissioner Hobie's in charge of finance section, and Commissioner Spain, who used the board, we want to get her dinner and start looking and learning that also, so we'll do that in October. Glenville Beach and the Voting Beach are wrapped up, well, Beach right for the season, Voting Beach ends.
Second week in October.
Great season. What I always say is it's always a great season when everybody is safe. And then staff did a phenomenal job both with safety and customer service. They'll do a full report. I feel like we're going to end in November, right? And we'll go over that step and hold it with them. So kudos to that, Martin's first season and great team effort. CAMP is also wrapped up, and both early childhood and youth camps had a phenomenal summer. They were very excited to have church staff this year. Staff was great. The leadership staff, our college kids who do a lot of that hands-on work really stuck with somebody. So we will have the surveys, and we'll do a camp report in October. So we'll get all the details of camp in October. So kudos to that team. Glencoe Fitness, as Mr. Colby mentioned, we have how many new members with that?
25
new members, and we're very proud that they are coming from the new career extension program. So it's our training program.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. So that, you know, downtown we have the new transition center. So they are coming to us. How many days a week?
3 or 4 days.
3 in the morning.
5 and 6.
Yeah. And having those young adults, Lower County fitness is part of their daily routine. As they transition out of high school or independent. So we're very proud that they use student rates. So they are very effective, but at the student rate. So it's been very well received and we love having them there.
I also joined.
You also joined?
Yeah.
Kudos to you. I think you did a little boy. Slap on the back. Nice job.
Thank you.
Signs go back up, and after what dates can they?
The 15.
The 15 had gone down, but it still had to be reached.
You know, it's just frightening for children to see adults running full speed towards them.
I agree.
And very, very, very few dogs are actually under the control of their owners at all times.
And even more.
Free and running on the beach, and it's just a really impossible situation.
Don't use the judgments. And all we can do is, if you're out there and see that, please come and be leashed. And then, or call public safety. That's
so public, yeah. So the rule is to call public safety.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, okay. Yeah, you don't want to use all the which does happen to all staff.
Yeah.
People don't like that. So yeah. We are looking at signage at all of our parks to make sure we have the proper signage up there.
Because it's a little confusing to say dogs aren't allowed on the beach between Memorial Day and Labor Day. You know, implies, you know, when people think of dogs on the beach, they automatically.
So what we'll do is we'll look down, look at our signs to make sure say that what we have on the beach, that we switch one of those to that. So we'll do that. Yeah, we switch them.
And there are the nearest actual dog beaches to us.
Yeah.
When that happens, do they still have one?
They do not right now.
But they're going to have one.
It's possible, yeah.
Okay.
I do recommend anybody if they ask you would dog Highland Park or the county has a lot of dog parks for them.
How do they have a dog park?
There's dog parks.
Oh, yes, okay.
For Highland Park, do you have to get a special sticker for it to use the beach or something like special? We just use that, like the permeable, like county.
Right, that's why I work on that. That's nice. It's not far from here. It's nice to have space. And water here too. So,
very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. So, and then continue on. Kyle is applying for urban and community forest grants. It's a little bit later, sure, we're going to do this year. It's a whole thing for you for that system. That's one of our sustainability efforts. Ties in with our Nell Johnson. We have noticed that there's a lot of aging trees in our infrastructure. There's old wilt, there's wilt disease.
There's a lot of stress with the oldest part of the wilt, and just aging.
Aging, and then the climate change. One year it's really dry, and it's really wet. We've seen this tree sprout from losing trees. Not only for particular land, also village land, basically, and just how much trees are losing. So this will just help us plan for the future as industries, what should be replaced, make sure we have a variety. It's a good investment in that, and so we continue to have this loss. We are also seeing that we're going to try to save some of our trees. We're going to bring, I believe Nelson's doing that also, right, to there's for the oak wilt disease, there's a preventive treatment for that. So we're working on that. We're excited to have that as part of our sustainability efforts. Going on with the sustainability route, we are also doing the LED upgrades to take up lot lights, sports field lights, and other lights throughout the facility, and have been able to use that grant to pay for that. So if you want to update them.
All the parking lot lights, front and back of take it, as well as sports field lights. The only cost of the district would be about $2,500, which would be essentially the cost of the lift rental. I think that done is really good combat incentive for taking advantage of.
We budgeted $25,000, so that's where you get. So, and the good thing is whenever we do replace the poles and take a field, we will have eventually we can change those same lights and put them on these poles. So we're really worried about that. So that's good. So thank you, Kyle, for working on that. Yeah, it's not moved on their August closure and before and after, so we haven't seen the gym floor. It was phenomenal. Anyone has to do that yet for another 15 years, so all will be down. We do the early maintenance signs, but not like that. So if you tell our rooms are painted, maybe this one. So this is really, really deep cleaning and yearly maintenance to keep our facility clean brand new. So. Those attention and details that really help us. We are also going to be working quite a lot on security. So you will see email go out. We just found out that public safety is going to do some active shooter training on weekends in the facility, two Saturdays, until With no parents, no one's in the building in that section, just to get all of the officers familiar with our facility. We also will be putting in the budget next year that the public safety upgraded their radios, and we found out that here at the school district, there's dead spots and transmission problems. We want to be sure that they should have it in our facility that we have constant communication. So we'll have that upgrade for the tenants, that anything on resources. So forth, so we'll be putting that in our budget. And then we have also, I put on your desk email with you, a new notification system. We've been worried for a while now that we had, don't have one central way to notify all employees if something should happen, including on July 4th, we had some dead spots by contact body at the beach because of the cell phone lines and jam. So we are, and here in the building, if you're on the playground or if you're certain buildings, or we have to pick up the phone and use two different methods to do announcements. Pretty really, if you get to the maintenance facility, you should suddenly have the building, you might prevent that from walking into the building. So Kyle and the team and the safety team will investigate the app that we can use, we have to provide it all to you. I don't really want to say that much, too much about it, but maybe. But I mean that it will be a notification system going through the cell phone to notify anybody for anything. It could be a tornado, it could be a missing child, it could be anything you want to use it for. So we will, I think it's about $3,000 to start, and then there's a monthly fee, or
$3,000
annually is well worth it. Now we're able to do one thing, anybody can send out communication on something that's happening in the building. So if I'm in my office and I see something, it's just about my early childhood, the whole district knows by push of button. So that's another effort. I am also working on a request for proposals to bring in the outside vendor, this will be for next budget year, to have an outside gallery where we can get our facility for our graduate students. There's a lot of that emphasis put on schools. This vendor would be someone that works with participants. We have a different kind of threat, and so we really want to bring someone in to look at not just at our school, but our whole facility would be just something like that, what we can do better moving forward. So those are all initiatives that we're moving forward with, and really making that a primary goal this year. So you'll see more money allocated to that in our budgets for security. So the rave panic button, that's what I was referring to for that. So that's another thing. Only other thing is the body and I will be gone at NRPA starting Monday through Friday, basically. So we will be available. I don't want to see anything, and hope to bring back lots of knowledge. Staff really love when I go to conferences. They just really love it, love the body.
Thank you.
I would say we learned a lot this summer about what the community is looking for. This was really, you know, exciting what we did last year. And some were really well received, some with weather and other things were not. But overall, extremely positive. We got some really nice emails from the community thanking us for them. They were so pleasantly surprised in the community, and I think what really has cost them increasing significantly recently, having a free option to play in the park and relax and being very close.
Mm-hmm. With your kids.
Yeah.
Also, really good Romania food trips is very hectic, and that's like a competing event, right?
Yes.
But that's like, I've heard parking is chaotic, the, like, this is very relaxing. Like, you show up, sit down, skate.
Yeah.
Kids are free to play, they're not interrupting necessarily the music, it's very passive, and people seem to really like it.
So we hope to build on this. I mean, this is really the first regular year out of COVID. Most it takes a while to generate, so they'll find you, they'll see me in that week or two, you know, quite some longer or something like that. We'll look at that and find you again. We think it really is nice to have the community together.
Quick comment about what I want to mention, Michael. I think you're done stop and you're headed to another meeting, is that correct? All our action items are done, business is really done.
Yeah.
I've been playing a little bit of discussion, so you are free to leave. Is that
appropriate? Yep. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
We can't hear you.
Now your vision.
Sorry, I'm going to turn my camera off and continue to listen as I put on my work attire.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Yes.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.